From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggipinto. The latest numbers from the State Health Department as of yesterday afternoon, a total of 29 Utah residents and 10 visitors have tested positive for COVID-19. That includes the first case in Wasatch County, where a student who attends Wasatch High School tested positive. The update reflects 8 new cases among residents and 3 visitors. You can follow along with KUER's coverage at KUER.org/coronavirus. The Moab Hospital medical director is urging people not to visit national parks right now because of the coronavirus epidemic. But Moab's economy is already taking a hit from the virus. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports.
People are flocking to Moab despite warnings to stay home. That's according to Dr. Dylan Cole, chief medical officer at Moab Regional Hospital. He says traveling increases the speed at which coronavirus spreads.
I don't think this is the time to encourage people to take, cross-country road trips or to get out of town.
Cole's statement comes in response to a Salt Lake Tribune article published Friday that encouraged people to visit national parks. He emphasized the fact that Moab Regional Hospital cannot treat patients with severe symptoms of coronavirus.
Our hospital has no ICU beds, no pulmonologists, no ICU doctors or critical care specialists.
Visitation to Arches National Park this weekend was on par with prior years, according to a National Park Service spokesperson. But Moab's economy is still taking a hit. That's according to Howard Trenholm, who chairs the Moab Area Travel Council and owns a cafe. He says he laid off 2 employees yesterday after switching to takeout food only. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
Shuttle bus service at Zion National Park is on hold in response to federal guidance on coronavirus and social distancing. Visitors are allowed to drive Zion Canyon Scenic Drive, but rangers say only until parking is full, and then they'll allow intermittent vehicle travel. Virtual visitor centers are now operating instead of staffed buildings, with the bulk of questions and permit requests done online or by phone. Same at Bryce Canyon, where the park is open as well as its visitor center. No one is working the front desk. Dinosaur National Monument is closed. Rangers shut the Quarry Visitor Center and the Quarry Exhibit Hall indefinitely. At Capitol Reef National Park, the visitor center building is closed, along with the bookstore and Gifford House. Rangers will be available out in the park to answer questions and provide information. And visitor centers at 6 state parks in Utah are now closed at Antelope Island, Goblin Valley, Dead Horse Point, Great Lake, Wasatch Mountain, and Utah Lake State Parks. Coronavirus prevention measures are going into effect in southwest Utah as well, a region known for its rapid growth and large population of retirees. From our Southwest News Bureau, here's KUER's David Fox.
The only confirmed case of COVID-19 so far in Washington County is a patient who contracted the disease while on a cruise in Asia. But Southwest Utah officials are preparing for more. Dr. David Blodgett oversees the Southwest Utah Public Health Department. He says the region's hospitals have plans to increase capacity by 20% to meet the anticipated need. This is how he explained the risk to his parents, who are in their 70s.
I've told him, look, take this seriously enough to say I'm going to have some downtime and not be out and about, particularly having the grandkids come and visit.
St. George Mayor John Pike echoed Blodgett's message. He's urging his constituents to be cautious, practice good hygiene, and avoid group events.
I think that is the best solution economically as well. This is going to be difficult, there's no doubt, especially for smaller businesses.
The city has placed a cap on all gatherings of over 10 people and canceled certain events. David Fox, KUER News.
Thousands of Mountain West residents who were slated to be kicked off food stamps will be able to keep their benefits next month after a federal judge temporarily blocked a new Trump administration rule. Amanda Peacher reports.
The new rule required able-bodied adults without children to work at least 20 hours a week in order to qualify for the program known as SNAP. A number of states sued. If the district court hadn't blocked it from taking effect April 1st, hundreds of thousands of people would need to be out looking for work, taking temporary jobs, or training in classrooms to keep their food benefits.
The final rule is actually sort of directly contrary to public health advice right now.
That's Ed Bullen with the nonprofit Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says putting the rule on hold right now makes sense.
And we'll allow people to, maintain access to a little bit of food assistance while they're being told to stay home and stay away from people.
In Mountain West states, more than 74,000 people were about to be kicked off the program, according to an analysis by the Brookings Institution. The administration says it disagrees with the court's reasoning and will appeal its decision. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Investigators say they don't know what triggered an explosion that killed a man at HyperComp Engineering in Brigham City. Police completed their investigation into the March 10th blast, but were unable to pinpoint a cause. 33-year-old Alex Stoddard, who was the only one in the building at the time, was transferring oxygen from a larger tank to a smaller one when something caused the explosion. The company manufactures pressure vessels, which often are used in the automotive and aerospace industries. I'm Diane Machapinto, KUER News.